وأستغفره. أعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. I praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he is the only one worthy of praise. And I send the peace and the blessing on his Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I welcome you all in this class concerning the sharh of Bulugh al-Maram. Alaykum as-salam. This is our continuation for explaining the book of Bulugh al-Maram, which means attainment of the objective. And today, which is the 23rd of Muharram for the year 1419, which is equivalent to Tuesday 19 of May 1998, and this is our 13th class. And inshallah, today we're going to be starting a new chapter, which chapter number 9. And chapter 9 in Kitab Bulugh al-Maram, in page number 51 in the book of Bulugh al-Maram, attainment of the objective, chapter 9, which concerning at-tayammum. At-tayammum, to aim or to go towards, and Islamically this is at-tayammum, to aim towards something or to go towards something or to attend to reach something. This is linguistic speaking, and Islamically speaking, using the surface of the water, the surface of the land, which is the soil or the dirt, for purification. And they translate it also in English to be purification with soil. Purification with soil, that means using the soil for purpose of purifying oneself, which will be a substitute, that means to take a place of the water. And this is hadith number 109. عن جابر بن عبد الله رضي الله تعالى عنهما أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: أعطيت خمسا لم يعطهن أحد قبلي، نصرت بالرعب من مسيرة شهر، وجعلت لي الأرض مسجدا وطهورا، فأيما رجل أدركته الصلاة فليصلي. وذكر الحديث. Again, عن جابر بن عبد الله رضي الله تعالى عنهما أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: أعطيت خمسا لم يعطهن أحد قبلي، نصرت بالرعب مسيرة شهر، وجعلت لي الأرض مسجدا وطهورا، فأيما رجل أدركته الصلاة فليصلي. نيريت جابر ابن عبد الله. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I have been given five things which were not given to any else before me. Allah made me victorious by a way of frightening my enemies for a distance of 1 month journey. The earth has been made for me and my followers a place for praying and purification, performing tayammum. Therefore, anyone of my followers should pray wherever the time of salah prayer becomes due. Okay, this is the actual translation that in the book. This hadith, which is reported by Jabir, son of Abdullah, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said the hadith that we just read. And the purpose of bringing this hadith in this chapter, to shows that tayammum is permissible, and that one of the special things that been given to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as well as his nation. And as we said, the tayammum means to aim or to try to achieve or to go towards something. But in the Sharia mean to go or to attain or to reach to the soil for purpose of using it to be a means of purification or removing al-hadath al-asghar or al-akbar for prayer or after intercourse, to remove this hadath and become clean and pure and ready for the salah. So here the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us about the speciality that been given to him as the final prophet. And he's telling us that there is five things been given to him, is not been given to anybody before him. In actuality, this is part of hadith, and we're going to mention about the rest of the hadith inshallah. But one of them, he said that نصرت بالرعب مسيرة شهر. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gave victory to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam against the kuffar and his enemies before he even fight them. That means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will throw the fear in the heart of his enemy before he even arrive to their territory, a distance of a whole month walking. So before the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam reaches his enemy with a destination that will take him a whole month to walk or to ride a camel or a horse, so whatever a horse can run a whole month, whatever this distance is, if it's 100 miles, 200 miles, whatever, before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam reach his enemy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put the fear in the heart of his enemy. So they already defeated. They will be already defeated because they will be scared from the arrival of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if the hearts already shaken and defeated, so this it, because this is the foundation of the body. If your heart got weak, your body is not going to help you too much. Your arm is not going to help you too much, okay? Because this is the foundation, this is the heart, which gives you the strength, gives you the encouragement. So if you already defeated inside your heart, so now whatever whipping in your hand is not going to do too much, okay? Because you can be nervous, scared, afraid, and you could not even know how to manage whatever whipping in your hand. So this was a speciality being given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The second speciality being given to him, which is the what is related to this subject, وَجُعِلَتْ لِيَ الْأَرْضُ مَسْجِدًا وَطَهُورًا, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the earth to be a means of purification and also to be a mosque or a place for prayer for him as well as his followers, his ummah, okay? Other nations before, they have to go to the places of worship. If it's the synagogue, if the church or the temple, whatever you want to call it, okay? They have to perform the prayer in these special places. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it for this ummah. He eased the burden of this ummah and make it more easy on them by allowing the Muslims, wherever they are, if they are a distance from the masjid, they are not right away there by the masjid, they can pray wherever they are. They don't have to travel to go to the masjid to perform their prayer for it to be acceptable. But they can perform it in their house, they can perform it in their jobs, they can perform it in the field of work, wherever, in the playground or wherever they are, okay? This as long as the person is not a neighbor of the mosque, he doesn't hear the adhan, so he don't have to, but if he go will be better, okay? But regardless wherever he is, he can perform the prayer, okay? Not excuse. Even in the absence of the water, so the earth became the means of purification. And the absence of the masjid, or the destination between you and the masjid, is still for you that you can perform your prayer. And this from Allah's favor and His blessings in this ummah, as well as on the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Right. The continuation of the hadith, وأحلت لي الغنائم وأحلت لي الغنائم. Allah made the booty lawful for me, the spoils of the war. The spoils of the war was not made lawful before, and they used the believers in other nations, they used to gather it in one place. After the Muslims, they defeat their enemy, whatever the enemy leave behind them, the Muslims will collect it, put it in one place, and a fire from the sky will come and will destroy it, and this will be a sign of acceptance. Like myself, will be a sign of acceptance that Allah had accepted their fight and their war, and this was the means of the spoils of the war to be managed. But for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as well as his followers, that al-ghanaim became halal, became lawful, that he can take it and distribute it, okay, between the people who fought in the battle. One fifth will be going to Allah and His Messenger to be distributed among the poor, the needy, to manage the welfare of the state, the Islamic state, and the rest of this will be going to be distributed among the Mujahideen and those who fought and etc. Okay? The fourth thing that wa'atitu shafa'a, that Allah give me the intercession, the shafa'a, the intercession, that means the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be able in the day of judgment to go before Allah and ask him to start the judgment, because the people will be in a miserable condition to such a degree that even the prophets themselves, they will be saying, nafsi nafsi, all what I care is my own soul, okay? And nobody will be able to go before Allah and ask for intercession except the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, okay? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, وَكَانَ النَّبِيُّ يُبْعَثُ فِي قَوْمِهِ خَاصَّةَ وَبُعِثْتُ إِلَى النَّاسِ كَافَّةَ وَكَانَ النَّبِيُّ يُبْعَثُ فِي قَوْمِهِ خَاصَّةَ وَبُعِثْتُ إِلَى النَّاسِ كَافَّةَ, that the Prophet or the Messenger before me, he used to come only for his own community, for the local community, but I.e. the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he been commissioned to all mankind. Wa alaykum as-salam. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam been sent for all mankind, Arab and non-Arab, black and white, short and tall, male and female, wherever they live. Okay, each prophet came before for his own community only. Okay. But the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the only prophet that been sent for every human being, and this was the five things that been given to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was never given to any prophet before. So from this hadith we understand that tayammum, which using the soil, using the earth or the ground that you walk on top of it, okay, for means of purification, is allowable in the case of no enough water, or that there is no water, that the earth will be a substitute. Okay, this is number one. Number two, we understand from this hadith that tayammum, using the earth or the soil as a substitute for purification, was a speciality given to this ummah, was not given to anybody before. And this hadith, although that I did not refer this hadith to what book he got it from, but this hadith actually in the collection of Al-Imam Al-Bukhari as well as Imam Muslim. So the hadith is authentic. Okay. The second hadith, which is hadith 110 or hadith continuation in a version of Muslim narrated by Huzaifa. هذا عند مسلم. وجعل تربتها لنا طهورا إذ لم نجد الماء, has been made for us, عليكم السلام ورحمة الله, as a means of purification when we do not find water. وعن علي رضي الله عنه عند أحمد وجعل التراب لي طهورا, in another version, okay, is a version of Ahmad narrated by Ali, the soil has been made for us a means of cleaning. Hadith 110, page number 52. وعن عمار بن ياسر رضي الله تعالى عنه رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال: بعثني النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في حاجة فأجنبت فلم أجد الماء، فتمرغت في الصعيد كما تمرغ الدابة، ثم أتيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فذكرت له ذلك، فقال: إنما كان يكفيك أن تقول بيدك هكذا، ثم ضرب بيده، وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله، الأرض ضربة واحدة، ثم مسح الشمال على اليمين وظاهر كفيه ووجهه، متفق عليه، واللفظ لمسلم. Okay. This hadith, which is narrated by Ammar, son of Yasir, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with him. And Ammar ibn Yasir, okay, is one of the first people who had accepted Islam. And we know that what happened to him as well as his family, that the Kafirun tortured them and punished them a lot in Mecca. So Ammar ibn Yasir, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had sent him to take care of some business. And as a result of this, when he traveled or he went to take care of this, okay, he had a wet dream. As a result of this, he became junub. So that means he could not perform the prayer without taking a shower, but with no water available there. So Ammar ibn Yasir radiallahu an, he start to roll on himself on the dust, on the ground, okay, because his understanding that the shower, which you cover all your body with water, and since the water is not there, so the only way is that to cover all the body with the soil. Okay? So he lay down and start roll on the ground to make sure that all his body being covered with the soil. And after, and I did this like the donkey, like an animal, when you know when animal lay down and turn from side to side, okay. And after he finished his business that he was supposed to be taking care of it, he came back to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and informed him about what happened. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told him that was sufficient for you to do this. And he struck the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam with his hand, with his two hands, the soil one time, and after this he wiped the left hand on the right hand and the outside of the two hands, and after this he wiped over his face. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him that this was sufficient. He didn't need to go through all this by crawling on your body on the dirt, okay, to cover all the body, but what was sufficient for you that you do this. And he wiped the left on the right and the right on the left, okay, that mean his two hands, and after this he wiped over his face, and he told him this was sufficient for you to lift up this janabah, the state of impurity after having a wet dream, to remove this condition or this state of impurity, not physical impurity, okay, the state of mind or a state, whatever you want to call it, a state of what, to remove this thing to make you right to be able to perform your prayer, this all what you need, okay. Strike the ground, the earth, the dirt, whatever is available there in your area, alright, and you wipe the left on the hand, and now after this from the outside, okay, or here like this, still that the left on the right, and the right to the left on the right. The back of this hand go on the bottom of this hand, the bottom of this hand go on the right of this hand, okay? And after this you do what? You wipe over your face, and this is it. So, this was the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained to him about the condition of the tayammum, and showed the taysir of Allah, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this deen easy, and what is sufficient in a case like this. And this hadith in the collection of Imam Bukhari, as well as in Sahih Muslim, and also in the collection of Abu Dawood and Nisa'i. So the hadith is authentic. And in another narration, which narrated by Al-Bukhari, وَضَرَبَ بِكَفَّيْهِ الْأَرْضِ, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam strikes the ground with his two hands, okay, وَنَفَخَ فِيهِمَا, and he blow in them, okay, so you don't have to put this dirt in your face. After he strike it, he blow in them, وَنَفَخَ فِيهِمَا ثُمَّ مَسَحَ بِهِمَا وَجْهَهُ وَكَفَّيْهِ. Okay, so still one strike, and this shows that he did the face before the hands, okay? And the different here also shows that he blow the dirt or whatever in the hand before he do it. Introduction about Ammar, or biography of Ammar. I said Ammar is son of Yasir, his kunya Abu al-Yaqdhan. He one of the first Muslims that took Shahada, and he been tortured in Mecca a lot. He migrated to Abyssinia, and after this later on he migrated to Al-Madinah. He attended the battle of Badr, as well as all the expedition of the battles, and he died as a martyr while he was 73 years old. MashaAllah. Radiallahu anhu. Where is this? In the bottom? Okay, I don't know about it now, but I'm dealing with the... But inshallah, I remember something like this, but I don't know about the... From this hadith, we understand, number one, that tayammum is obligatory for one who is in a state of janaba if he could not found water. Okay? That tayammum, using the soil as substitute in the absence of water, is a must. Number two, that one strike is sufficient for the face and the two hands. Number three, that the place for tayammum is the face and the two hands, not the hands all the way to the elbow, but only the hand. The next hadith, which is 111, وعن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم التيمم ضربتان ضربة للوجه وضربة لليدين إلى المرفقين رواه الدارقطني وصحح الأئمة وقفه. Okay, hadith 111, narrated by Ibn Umar, that Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, tayammum, purification or purifying with the soil, consists of two strikings of the soil, one for the face and one for the hands up to the elbows, reported by Daraqutni. And Imam agreed it's mawquf. Okay. This hadith, which is the collection of Daraqutni, hadith is sahih, mawquf. Okay? The hadith is mawquf. And Dharqutni said that is marfu', and the most authentic hadith is in the whole chapter is the one that in Bukhari and Muslim, which is by Ammar ibn Yasir. So the most authentic narration or version concerning the tayammum is to strike the ground one time, and that you wipe your hands and your face, or that you strike the ground one time, you blow it, wipe your face and your two hands. This is the most authentic, although that the hadith as hadith is mawquf, and some they said that is marfu', but the hadith is still sahih. But as I said, that the riwayah which reported by Ammar ibn Yasir is more authentic, which is in Bukhari and Muslims, and this inshallah what is the most reliable way to do it. The next hadith, which hadith number 112 in page number 53, عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الصعيد وضوء المؤمن المسلم وإن لم يجد الماء 10 سنين فإذا وجد الماء فليتق الله وليمسه بشرته رواه البزار وصححه ابن القطان. جاءت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, the soil is a means of ablution for the believing Muslim, even if he doesn't find water for 10 years. But when he finds water, he should guard against disobeying Allah and let it touch his skin. That means by taking a shower. This hadith is mursal. Okay? The hadith is mursal. And it's saying that a person doesn't matter how long it takes him to find the water, still the soil is sufficient as means for purification, regardless how long it takes him to find the water. But whenever he finds the water, that he have to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and utilize this water by taking a shower. The next hadith, which is 113, عن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله تعالى عنه قال خرج رجلان في سفر فحضرت الصلاة وليس معهما ماء فتيمما صعيدا طيبا فصليا ثم وجد الماء في الوقت فعاد أحدهما الصلاة والوضوء ولم يعد الآخر ثم أتى يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فذكر ذلك له فقال للذي لم يعد أصبت السنة وأجزأتك صلاتك وقال للآخر لك الأجر مرتين. This hadith which is reported by Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, that these two men, they went in a journey, and the time for Salah had approached them, and they did not have water for them. So they performed tayammum with the soil, and after this they found water. While the Salah, the time for Salah is still in. Okay? It's as example say that time was for Zuhr. So 1 o'clock was no water. They made tayammum and they performed Zuhr. they start work an hour later or 2 hours later, they found water. So still 1 hour before Asr. So one of them, he felt that what he did is sufficient, while the other person, since the time for the Salah is still in, he performed the ablution over and he made the Salah over. When they returned back to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told the one that who made the Salah, who did not make the Salah, you follow the Sunnah. You had followed the Sunnah and your first prayer was enough, was sufficient for you. Okay? And he said to the other one, you had got the reward twice. You had got the reward twice because he did two Salah. This hadith is authentic in the collection of Imam Abu Dawood and Nisa'i, and Sheikh Al-Albani had point to this hadith to be authentic. And from this we understand that there is no necessity of repeating the Salah. There is no necessity for repeating the Salah or the wudu if the person found the water. That means the soil is sufficient means for purification. And if the person did so, repeating the Salah, he got the reward twice because he made the Salah over. But the bottom line, you have to understand, performing the Salah, it been acceptable and is sufficient. Next hadith, page what? 54, page number 54. Okay. Hadith number 114 وعن ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما في قوله عز وجل وإن كنتم مرضى أو على سفر قال إذا كانت بالرجل الجراحة الجراحة في سبيل الله والقروح فيجنب فيخاف أن يموت إن اغتسل تيمم رواه الدارقطني موقوفا ورفعه البزار وصححه ابن خزيمة والحاكم. That Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, explaining the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if you are ill or in journey, okay, that mean if a person was fighting in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he became junub, that he had a wet dream, so became in a state of impurity, and he would be scared that if he washed his body with water that it may cause him death, that for him to make tayammum, is for him to make tayammum. This hadith in the collection of Ad-Dayrakutni and Ibn Khuzaymah and Al-Bayhaqi Wal-Bazzar, and there is some defect in one of the reporter of this hadith, and the defect was a man by name Ata, because his knowledge had been mixed together. But anyway, regardless of the hadith, that we understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it doesn't require from us beyond our ability, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't send this deen to harm us by any means. So if the water comes to be a means of increasing the person's sickness or illness, or that the person fear the harm by using the water, he has the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for him to make tayammum and not for him to expose himself to more danger. Hadith number 115, وعن علي رضي الله تعالى عنه قال انكسرت إحدى زندي أو زندي فسألت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فأمرني أن أمسح على الجبائر. رواه ابن ماجة بسند واهن جدا. This hadith which is weak, and because it has a man by name Umar ibn Khalid, and this is cause a defect for the hadith and make it weak. And again we say the same thing will apply to a person that he have a cast or anything like this, that he could not use the water. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't have any intention to harm us. Hadith number 116, page number 55, narrated Jabir radiallahu ta'ala an fi al-rajul alladhi shujja faghtasala famat innama kana yakfihi an yatayammam ويعصب على جرحه خرقة ثم يمسح عليها ويغسل سائر جسده. رواه أبو داود بسند فيه ضعف وفيه اختلاف على رواته. حديث by Jabir also is weak. Okay. So to summarize حديث 117 which is the last one in this chapter. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال من السنة ألا يصلي الرجل بالتيمم إلا صلاة واحدة ثم يتيمم للصلاة الأخرى. رواه الدارقطني